You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm. We'll bring in our producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs, to go on the internet with some of the tweets that are out there. And just wanted to reiterate one before we go through, because we've talked a lot about Hard Knocks. It seems like a lot of people are in favor of it. Matt, you are not in favor of it.
I am not.
I am. Bill Mole says, do teams even have a choice whether or not they want to be on Hard Knocks? And the answer to that is yes. We talked about it earlier. If you haven't been to the playoffs in 2 years, if you don't have a new head coach, and you haven't been on Hard Knocks in the last 10 years, the league can quote-unquote force you. The Browns are one of the 9 teams that currently fit that criteria. And as Vic Carucci came on and said in the first hour, if you want to listen to that on the Browns mobile app later at your leisure or clevelandbrowns.com, he said league sources have told him that not only are the Browns considered the front runner from the league standpoint, but that the Browns are eager and want to do it as well. So just wanted to put that out there and answer that question for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my whole thing. You know, I mean, it says, well, the league can make you do it. Well, why would the league make a team do it that doesn't want to do it? Because then that just leads to bad television, and that leads to the team trying to lock down as much as possible to try to keep Hard Knocks from seeing certain things. So I would say the Browns would have to be on board if they're a favorite to land it, because you wouldn't just pick a team that you didn't want to have in.
No, and I think the Browns would want to do it. I think it is a chance to say, here come the cameras in here, let's see what's actually going on in our building and let people see just how functional it actually is here and that things are going in the right direction. I think for the Browns, I think if you're the Browns, you can only see it as good PR for you. I don't see how you could see it as bad PR, because the people that haven't been in here are writing horrible things about you anyway. I think it can only be a positive.
I agree.
I worry about the distraction part, because you seem, as a former player, you seem to think that it's a massive distraction and that would cause a lot of problems.
Well, and also, too, I just think, you know, I see what happens on when guys are given off days. That's when the DUIs and the trouble and rumored, you know, coming back late from meetings or bye weeks, things of that sort. And it's like, you have to understand the mentality of a professional athlete. You give them an inch, they take them a mile, because in most cases they think they're right. And in most cases they think that they are, in most cases, like, they're a demigod. You know, they can do no wrong. And that's what I think will happen with this TV show. And I also, to play on the positive side, I can understand where you guys are coming from. I can understand if the Browns and the NFL Network, as well as HBO, have insight into what stories we're going to run and what stories we don't. You know, and I think if you link the right guys on Hard Knocks, it could be a very good thing. But if HBO has a say-so and the television Sure. side of things, you know, really start digging for that drama, we've got more drama than anybody in the National Football League. And if they want it, all they have to do is turn over a stone.
That's right. But that's okay, because it'll humanize those people. You'll see people going through struggles, and I think that that can also be as compelling as the downfall.
But also, too, I don't want to see personal struggles. I want to see wins on a football field like every other Cleveland Browns fan.
I just want to see the team win.
Why can't there be, though? Maybe it's a level of accountability.
But then also, too, is I think for something like this, and again, mind you, I have not been here, you know, for, you know, the last 15 years, because I've been doing, you know, some bigger and better things than living here in Northeast Ohio is. But I can see it, if I had a crystal ball, that if the team comes out and goes potentially 6-10, everybody's going to point back to, well, we shouldn't have done Hard Knocks because of this, that, and the other thing. And why do we do it? It exposed this. And it's just another thing to talk about that doesn't culminate to winning a football game on a Sunday in September through January.
But I don't think it necessarily says that you're not going to win either.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you said that.
All right.
What else you got, Gibbs?
Non-Hard Knocks question. James West tweets at the show. I can't think of his name, but can that 6'5 receiver the Browns have possibly play tight end?
Rod the Bod Smith.
Yes.
Rodney Smith. Can he play tight end? I don't think so. I mean, he could certainly run, you know, those routes where Cameron's flexed out. He could do that, no problem. 6'5", you know, he is a wide receiver, though. Not a big guy. 6'5", 225. So he's a receiver and not a tight end, but I certainly think that he's a guy that you could put into some of those routes if you needed him to. He's just not a blocker. But if you've got two blockers, you know, it's just telegraphing what you're doing.
It is.
It's telegraphing what you're doing when he's out there that you're passing. But at the same time, if
the great quarterbacks in the league do that already.
Sure.
You know, so it's all based around our quarterback play. We hope teams know that we're going to run the football and we're still successful on the ground. We hope teams know we're going to come out and spread and we're going to line someone in a situation on a nickel back or a linebacker flexed out, and they know the ball is going to go there and we're running a specific route and they just can't stop it. That's when you know the getting's really good and we're on the right track.
And he certainly could be used in some of those roles. I think that that's something that you can see if he can develop and he can function.
He's got to find his way somewhere.
Or
else he's going to be out of the league in a year or two.
He does. 6'5". I like Rodney Smith. He's good size, good speed. He's got good hands. Go back and watch really the only good tape on him is from the preseason last year when they played the Arizona Cardinals. He and Teddy Bridgewater hooked up for two late touchdowns to beat the Cardinals in that game. And that's where I became, you know, I was watching my man Theodore at the time, but I was like, oh, this Rodney Smith guy's all right. And then he came to the Browns and you wanted to see him get an opportunity. Didn't really get much of one, but we'll see how he develops here in this season and see if he could be a fit, because if he is, that's, you know, a gem. Charles Johnson was supposed to be that guy.
Yes.
The Browns ended up it didn't end up working out for him with the Browns. He moved on, though, and showed that he absolutely was that guy and played very well for the Minnesota Vikings. So maybe Rodney Smith is that guy this season and can be the one who comes out and is a surprise.
So.
And we certainly
That'd
hope
so
for the Browns. Well, certainly was good to be back with all of you. Got to thank Vic Carucci and, of course, senior staff writer Andrew Gribble. Check out his work at ClevelandBrowns.com. Thanks to our producer, Jason Gibbs. Of course, thanks to you for holding down the fort. And good to be back with you, bro.
My pleasure, man. It is good to have you back.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And we'll be back with more tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.